billions of, are you going to spend
aliens aren't people
billions of dollars? Okay, would you spend billions of dollars on something that won't benefit you or any of your kind whatsoever?
Absolutely, for sure, aliens, I would.
They probably absolutely don't use USB. It's probably like Leap Glorps or something. But
the amount of energy necessary to travel from some other star to here is absolutely ginormous.
Yeah,
you need planets worth of energy. Planets worth.
Yep, they have technology to be able to do that kind of thing. It's no bigger deal to them than me driving a car.
Sure, but they come here. Okay, so you can believe that without reason, but go ahead. So they come here, they spend all this
energy. And you can believe in a magical sky fairy for no reason.
Well, don't interrupt. Then you just need a tissue and a mollipop, but don't be that way. Okay, so they're going to expend all this energy to come here, kickstart life, and then go away forever.
Yep, perfect.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that's brilliant.
What's the, sorry, Nephilim. The thing you said, well, is that something like that has a name? Like,
besides,
yeah, it's just the DNA is a code. Well, argument.
Besides, if evolution is not possible chemically, and it isn't for reasons I've already given, and I can give more, then the aliens couldn't have evolved to create us. You have to have something uncreated.
Well, when you say code, what do you mean by code? Like a coding, like programming?
DNA is a set of rules. It's a language with a set of rules and regulations.
Not knowing where the aliens came from doesn't undo the idea that they could have created us.
It has nothing to do with where they came from. It's a matter of so much the distance, the energy, and the purpose for it. There's no motivation. But
you don't
moreover,
know that.
Since evolution is chemically possible...
You deny
I'm trying to let me finish a sentence. Or
I have a better idea. So you deny that aliens exist, and you're sitting here telling us what their motivations and limitations are. That makes zero sense.
They've evolved to have made us.
Nobody heard you. You were muted.
Right, you were too busy talking over somebody to listen to them.
Did you hear what I said?
Too bad you didn't hear me.
Did you hear what I said?
I was too busy speaking. You were too busy talking over me to listen.
Okay, so you deny that aliens.
I'm not listening because you won't listen to me.
Okay.
You have to have an uncreated cause to cause life because nature can't do it. So something supernatural has to.
But I know that, let's say, genes, right? I know genetics exist.
Yeah.
How does that lead to a God?
Well, because it proves creation. Because DNA is prescriptive functional information, which operates with algorithmic information processing and logic gate functions and possesses linguistics. And these things, these properties can't be produced by material processes. They require intelligence.
Are you denying that DNA is made of materials?
No, the medium, the molecule is a medium. It's how it's arranged is encoded information, just like the text characters in a book are arranged to represent information. The DNA molecule, the base pairs, are arranged to represent digital information. The molecule is just a medium which has been encoded with information, just like a book is a medium encoded with information.
On what grounds are you claiming that DNA is encoded with information?
Well, because it provides formal instruction on the assembly of the organism and its biological functions.
Even atoms have that. Their configuration of valence electrons has that. The question was, on what grounds are you claiming it was placed there intentionally?
Electrons have no information.
Yes, they absolutely
they have
do. They're called
not information.
Chemical properties are determined by valence electrons.
This is 10th grade science.
Yes, and one of the properties of DNA is it carries hereditary information. So there we go.
Okay, so properties of something is not equal to information.
I completely agree. There goes your argument.
Information, they are just what they are. They're just
And DNA just carries hereditary information. You are
DNA is arranged. The base pairs are arranged to represent complexly specified prescriptive functional algorithmic information.
You could say the exact same thing for atoms and their valence electrons.
No.
Yes, you actually can.
It doesn't prescribe anything. It doesn't provide functions of any kind.
Yes, it
And it,
absolutely does. The only
no.
reason a chemical reaction can happen is because those atoms are trying to reach lower energy states. And if you want to understand how that works, you have to look at the valence electron configuration.
Which you need to understand is what the word function means. Function implies that something has been set up in advance
No, it
in order
doesn't.
to cause something specific to occur.
That's
That's
called
what a
teleo
function
that's
is.
called
There's no
teleology.
such things in function in chemistry. There's just events, not functions.
Right, so you think that
Functions
teleology
define.
is function and it isn't.
Hey, I'll talk to you if you don't constantly talk over me. If not, I ignore you.
You ramble
Okay?
and say many things all at
No,
once.
I try to respond and you interrupt every time I respond.
I interrupt whenever you say something incorrect, which is all the time.
Well, then you're not ready to debate anybody because you're too weak to allow somebody to speak without talking over them.
You don't have an argument, you have a bunch of fallacious arguments.
So what I was saying is functions are prearranged. They're something designed. All
Nope.
functions are designed.
Literally
Activities are
false.
not necessarily designed. Chemistry is not necessarily defined. It's just what happens. It's just what is, right? Based on properties. But a function is something that's pre-specified in advance in order to have a purpose. That's what a function is.
Yeah,
I
so
think.
you are claiming that function is the same thing as teleology, whereas if something else can do something, that's just a property or whatever. You've just arbitrarily created that distinction out of absolutely
No, I explained
nothingness.
it.
Yes, I know.
No, I
And
explained it
yeah, and
quite
your
well.
explanation sucks. So
I'm sorry,
DNA
it's
has
what
func
it is.
okay. DNA has functions, true or false?
Countless functions.
DNA has functions, true or false?
Countless functions.
So DNA has functions, true or false?
Countless.
So DNA has functions, true or false?
Okay. Just gonna play games.
Yeah, see, the person that will not answer a yes or no question is the
I
one playing
answered
games.
you with yes, indeed. If you're not intelligent enough to understand, when
And it
somebody
hasn't.
says countless functions, that means, well, yes, countless ones.
Yeah, there, nobody can hear you. So thank you for answering the question. So it has an infinite number of functions, that's your argument?
I don't know. I muted you when you muted me. Did you unmute me yet? I'll unmute you.
Yeah, we can hear you. So DNA has an infinite number of
Tell me in the
functions.
text if you did. Did he unmute me?
Yes.
Yes, he
Okay, I'll
unmuted himself.
unmute him then.
DNA has an infinite number of functions.
Did I say infinite? Anybody hear me say infinite?
You said countless.
Yeah, that implies a very great many.
You really have a tenuous grasp
Parabolic
of the
language.
English language. So, how many functions
No,
does
I have
DNA
an
have?
extraordinary grasp of the English language, actually. That's called parabolic language. That's like saying that guy's big
Hyperbolic
around.
language, not parabolic language.
Parabolic.
Hyperbolic.
Parabolic
Yeah, that's like
language.
saying that man is as big as a mountain, right?
Parabolic
Nobody really
language is when,
believes
like, you
he's as
start with
big as a
one
mountain.
word
It's
and then
just a
the
way of
next
describing
couple of
something, right?
words and then
So
the
that's what
next
I meant
couple
by that. But you were too busy talking over me to
What a
hear it.
fucking moron.
Right, so it has functions, countless functions, numerous, in other words. And that's because it's defined.
Right, so
It's
instead of
prescriptive
begging the.
functional information, algorithms, and linguistics.
Right, so there are is basically a almost limitless number of configurations that any form of matter can take. You take atoms or whatever,
False.
they can form innumerable different compounds. So we can
False.
just take your. No, that's not false. What are you talking about?
Sure it is.
Really?
Look, lots of molecules won't even interact with each other, so that statement is false.
Great. That's not what I said. I said it can
Well,
form a.
then it's not infinite, then.
I didn't say infinite. When did I say infinite?
So there are limitations.
There are limitations to DNA. There
But
we go.
information, algorithms, and linguistics don't arise by natural
There's
processes.
no
They cannot.
linguistics in DNA.
There's every scientific journal about genetics publishes that it does.
They don't. Go ahead and give
Well,
us the title of
should I?
one. Go ahead.
Sure, I just already posted one in the text.
I feel like that's more an analogy to say
Called the linguistics of DNA, sentences, grammar, phonetics, and semantics, New York Academy of Sciences.
Okay, give us another one, because you said all of them do this.
There's numerous examples.
You said they all do
this.
Did
you not know that DNA is linguistic?
I think that's a metaphor.
It isn't.
Linguistic.
So you said all journals, sure. You said every single article does this.
I said all genetics journals have papers published about genetic linguistics.
Right.
There's one. Once There's again, a study by the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, which discovered that the grammar of the genetic linguistics is more complex than that of any spoken human language.
Look, I love DNA bullshit. Is language, but first, Neff, just define what you mean by language here, please.
What I have to define language for you to talk about language?
Yeah.
You need a definition.
Yeah, whether or not
well, there's a dictionary. There's a dictionary for you.
So you don't know what language is, and you're asserting that DNA is language.
I don't know.
Just like you don't even know if aliens exist.
Somebody
you
else
claim
is
they
asking
don't
for a definition
hey,
of language.
Dude, leave him alone. Neff doesn't
say,
know what happened
know
10 minutes ago.
Language,
leave
yes.
him alone.
So, right. So you guys are too busy talking over. You're going into need a tissue and a lollipop mode again.
See, look, so there he is.
Somebody else is
okay, Boomer.
The definition of language.
No, don't call him Boomer. It's not his fault that he's senile. It's not his fault. He didn't choose that. God did that to him. I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you should know by now. If you're going to argue
Neff,
that evolution
you made a claim
is
about what DNA is,
and you should know.
You
should have already known.
You can
the DNA is
linguistic. But you don't need to tell us what you mean by the
How
term.
You cannot know that?
No, don't.
A creationist
Listen,
to tell you that.
Leave him alone. Granddad, take your pills, yeah? Take your pills. The war's over.
Nephilim, if you don't mind me just saying one thing.
I don't know. I was saying something, and everybody likes to talk over me because they need a lot of
Oh,
confidence.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand.
Yeah.
Basically, all I wanted to say is because initially you said, like, I said agnostic one was the smartest person. I've seen debate about the creation or creation in general or gods. And then you said until you've met me, but I'll tell you that's not changed so far. You haven't changed my mind so far.
I haven't done what?
Yeah, you haven't made me believe you're the smartest person. And
cares
this,
about that meta?
Oh, I didn't say I was the smartest person. Oh, that's not what I said at all.
So, no, just tell us what you mean by language. Just tell us what you mean by language, man. Because we're going to all agree here that the genetic code is like syntactical as grammar. Like, that's just trivial. So, what do you mean by language?
Well, it's a set of instructions that uses a code system.
Okay, so it's a code?
No.
Great. So it's
yeah.
A code.
So
yeah.
I just posted another paper in the side chat that describes the linguistics features of non-protein coding sequences in DNA.
Okay. So by language, do you just mean code? Because I didn't see any like principal difference between what you said and the
no,
code.
DNA possesses phonetics, semantics, punctuation, syntax, grammar, and epigenetics.
Yes, I can read the title of that paper and parrot it too without knowing what any of it means. We're trying to figure out if you know what any of it means.
Oh, I talk about it and I don't know what it means, but you need me to help you know what it means.
What does it mean?
Okay, he just said he doesn't know what it means.
Great stuff. Only atheists can do this.
I don't know.
Is it phonetics about like spoken language? Does DNA speak?
No.
It's not verbal
word sounds.
Yeah, isn't it about like the sound, the actual sounds that are made? So how does DNA have phonetics?
Because how the words are expressed in a genetic sentence makes a difference in
that's semantics. It's syntactical, right? How does it have phonetics?
Semantics?
What you're referring to could be attributed to either semantics
sure,
or syntax,
because
right?
the symbols,
so, like,
the A, G, C, and T
how is this related
represent
to phonetics?
Phonetics?
Yeah. Didn't you say there was phonetics in DNA?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do the word sounds come from in DNA?
Okay, so
Is it because DNA goes through your larynx?
Let him answer.
Likening the likening the words that are expressed in the DNA sentences to a sound in the way that they're expressed modifies the meaning of the text.
That's syntax.
So you can make a metaphor out of anything. That's how this works. So it's not objective, it's just subjective. Okay.
Well, it is objectively true that it's prescriptive functional information algorithms in linguistics.
Yeah. Okay, where are the phonetics?
That's why all the scientists published this, you know?
Okay, you gave us this article, The Linguistics of DNA, Words, Sentences, Grammar, Phonetics, and Semantics. So this is obviously objective, so where are the phonetics in the DNA?
Why don't you examine the paper that I...
Wait a minute, he doesn't even have access to the paper. This is behind a paywall.
Listen, like, I think that you don't need phonetics for a language. There's like a more minimalist definition of language that could apply to DNA, but that's just going to be trivial once we figure out what that means. But it doesn't sound like Neff even understands.
Sign language has no phonetics, but it does have grammar.
That's the really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but the bottom line, you know, is that these properties, they can't come from just unmindless.
Yeah, they came from aliens. We went over this earlier. No, it actually is possible because aliens have technology that you simply cannot grasp.
No, aliens can't make these things able to arise from nature.
Yes, they absolutely can. They have the technology to do so.
No technology can do that.
And how do you know that?
Because chemistry...
How do you know
chemistry
that?
Cannot produce it.
How do you? Well, chemistry does produce it.
If somebody is using technology to cause it to be, then you're talking about intelligent design, not chemistry.
How do cells copy their DNA?
Chemistry cannot do it.
How do cells copy their DNA?
With complex machinery.
How do cells copy their DNA?
With complex machinery.
And what does that complex machinery do?
Copies DNA.
So the answer is chemistry, so your earlier statement is false.
No, copying is not the same thing as linguistics, prescriptive, functional information, or algorithm.
No, you said the DNA can't come from chemistry, but that's exactly how DNA operates.
No, the copying, it already has to exist before it's copied, really.
The what?
Duh.
Say that again. The what?
It can't be copied unless it already exists.
Sure. So the way it's copied is bit by bit, literally piece by piece. So piece by piece through chemistry is where DNA would have come from in the first
place. No, that's the copy process.
Right.
Right. So you have to have it first to copy it. And the information is how the letters in the DNA are arranged that prescribes the information, expresses the instructions. And that can't arise by undirected chemistry.
Do you think that books get copied?
The machine that copied them was designed.
Yeah, so the question is, do you think that books get copied?
That's not how books come into being, though.
So the question is, do you think that books get copied?
Yes, but that's not how books come into being.
Not by, right, and so DNA doesn't come into being by being copied, but does an eternal book have to always exist or something like that? Or can
DNA is eternal?
No. Okay, so you're so fucking stupid. It's unbelievable. So the way DNA comes...
Well, actually, I have an IQ. It's very high.
I doubt it. I don't think you could spell IQ.
Well, Memphis says so.
So, dude, Memphis. So, the just because where DNA comes from in the first place isn't through copying doesn't mean that DNA cannot arise through physical chemistry. And it because does. DNA is a molecule... that's how molecules undergo change. Atoms and molecules undergo change through chemistry. Everything tracks here.
No. Copying is not the cause of the origin of the molecule.
I literally just said that.
The molecules that make up DNA are arranged so that they represent information that is complexly specified, prescriptive, and functional. Okay.
False.
The information
you have a lot. Humans have multiple humans have tons of non-functioning DNA.
Copying something that's not information doesn't make information; just makes garble. See,
right? So and we have non-functional DNA in us.
In fact,
so we're not designed.
Molecule,
Please. It's not even plausible that the DNA molecule could arise naturally, whether it had information or not, because the sugar backbone, the sugar ribose molecule that's the backbone of DNA, is produced in nature in such infinitesimal quantities that it would rot away long before anything took hold of it, evolved, that could be alongside it, that would be necessary to maintain it and keep it going or duplicate it. That system necessary to keep the ribose that that came into being naturally, which comes happens in nature in the tiniest quantity, right, is going to rot away long before anything evolves.
An argument from ignorance isn't evidence, and so it's not a good argument.
That's because everything falls apart in nature. Biological molecules degrade rapidly. That's why when somebody dies and they find their body in the woods.
I can't stand you just rambling about a billion things for a million years. So you said that, I'll just cut to the point. Humans have non-functioning DNA sequences in them. You said that DNA produces, like, if it's produced by an intelligent designer, then there you go.
We don't know that there's any DNA that's non-functional. There's DNA that we don't know the function of, but we don't know that there's DNA there.
No, literally false. Humans have the gene for vitamin C, but it's mutated and doesn't work anymore. We have, and there are other examples of that.
I have to forget about you if you keep doing it.
I don't care.
Okay, so then I'll just talk to other people. So the truth.
Yeah. Human.
Why don't you answer the question?
Human DNA has non-functioning sequences in it.
We don't know that there's any DNA that doesn't have function. And
of course we do.
Yes, we absolutely do know that. For example, the gene to make vitamin C.
DNA has is. At the very minimum, is structural. Every part of the DNA molecule.
You realize you were blocked.
So, Nephilim, you're just going to keep getting muted until you deal with the reality here. Humans have non-functional sequences of DNA in their genome.
Yeah. So here's the thing. When I try to say something that takes me about 15 seconds.
Yeah, you're not going to get that opportunity. I don't really care. So I just need an acknowledgement by you that humans have non-coding. I don't care.
I spoke to him last time about this, and then he accepted that most of the DNA is transcribed at a very, very low rate. When I adduced this evidence to him, he said that, well, the reason for that is because these cell types just aren't active. These are all like cell types or sequences that are involved in like embryogenesis or something like that. I would just ask him for the evidence for that claim. That's all he ad hocs out of it.
I mean, a quick Google search, because I'd never heard of that before. But I was just doing a quick Google search while you were talking about it. And it immediately pulls up several documentations about junk DNA is what it's called.
Well, no, because he's going to say like junk DNA is just DNA we haven't found the function for yet. And a lot of DNA we said was junk we know today isn't. But no, this is very different. We know that we have genes for things that have been mutated to the point where they are non-functional, such as...
Yeah, that's what it says here. It says, yes, humans have non-functional DNA sequences, also known as junk DNA. This DNA is made up of leftover evolutionary material, discarded genes, and viruses that are not relevant to human evolution.
Look, what they want to say is that, like, over the years, since, like, the 2000s, since we've been doing these GWAS studies, we found more and more function than previously thought non-functional regions. So they try to make this inductive case, but they forget that, like, we have lots of reasons to believe that, like, most of the genome, right, doesn't do much because there's spurious transcription and it's unconstrained. But they just ad hoc out of that and have no reason to...